Hello everyone, welcome to Living the Stories, a UU storytelling podcast to use stories to bring people of all ages joy and comfort during these difficult times. I'm Rachel Kohler, the Director of Religious Exploration at the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Corvallis. And today's story is as follows. Once, in a time not very long ago, and a place not very far away, there lived a creature in a room enclosed. The room was small, but the creature was small, and it found everything to be very cozy. The walls of the room were curved and smooth, and the interior was warm and filled with a diffused light. The creature lay, curled and content, at the center of the snug little space, and it felt from its bones to its soul that all was well. True, the creature was utterly alone, and the little room was utterly empty, but the creature had never known anything else, and so it didn't know to protest its solitude. It slept and dreamed little dreams, then woke and sang little songs to itself, and then it slept and dreamed again. The dreams were pleasant, and the room was pleasant, and the creature felt from its bones to its soul that all was well. And so the days passed in a comfortable and formless blur, but eventually there came a time when the creature realized that its little room was shrinking? Or perhaps the creature itself was growing? It wasn't sure how to tell the difference, but the change was impossible to ignore. The creature still slept and dreamed and woke and sang, but the dreams were troubled and the songs wavering. Yet the room was all the creature had ever known, and so the creature told itself still that it felt from its bones to its soul that all was well. Inevitably, it came to pass that either the room had grown so small or the creature had grown so large that the smooth walls pressed up against the creature's skin. It could no longer move. It couldn't make itself comfortable enough to sleep and dream, and nor could it draw enough breath to sing its little songs. But the room was all the creature had ever known. It didn't want to leave. It didn't know how to leave. It clung with jagged determination to the rapidly evaporating feeling from its bones to its soul that all was well. Such was the creature's single-minded concentration on its insistence that all was well, that it did not notice the crack at first, did not register the fracturing lance of bright light through the room's rupturing walls until it seared across its eyes, and then it let out a cry of dismay. More than it wanted anything, the creature did not want to leave the only place it had ever known. Even though it felt from its bones to its soul that all was not well. It tried to hold the walls of its little room together with all its strength, but the creature was too large and the room was too small, and with a final crack, the walls gave way completely. With a weak, startled little squawk, the creature flopped out into the sunlight and stretched the wings it hadn't known it possessed. The little room fell in fragments around it on the ground, cracked remnants of eggshell, and the creature nudged curiously at them with its beak. It shook itself as its feathers began to dry in the warmth of the sun, so much warmer and brighter than the little room had ever been. The little bird settled down in its nest to sleep and to dream, and later to wake and sing little songs to itself and to the wider world, and it felt from its bones to its soul that all was well. But that is a story for another time.